Any things that you would like to share with us as the family this morning that's been going on that we can celebrate with you and enjoy together? No? This is my plug for small groups. If you're sitting around the living room and there's about six of you, you're going to share stuff. I know. It is a bit intimidating, isn't it, when we come together like that to speak out. That's understood. So you're forgiven. Only today you're forgiven. Looks like we have four musicians and a worship leader this morning. Going to lead us in worship. Wonderful. And Fiona.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, this morning we have three songs. The first is an MP4, and next two are the musicians of the good oldies. So if you like new songs, sorry they're old, but they're good. And the words are so good. And the worship that we have this morning is a journey, and it's a journey of the heart, as is Pentecost. As they waited on the Spirit to come, it was that journey of the heart. So our first song, How Deep Is the Father's Love, reflects what Christ has done for us, what God has given to us, and what that means. The second one is our surrender to what he's done for us. And that's your chance to respond to that first song and all that God has given and all that Jesus has done. And the third one is establishing that place as he reigns in our lives. Quite simple, but this is a special time just to really take that journey of the heart here together. So you can all stand, please. The first one's an MP4, one you all know so well. Thank you, Joe.
Lord, call out among us all.
Lord, in these moments of quiet, Lord, as we let those words just sink in. Lord, as we dwell on how deep is your love, that our lives have been paid for in full, that there's nothing that you hold against us, Lord. That you call us to come, that the door is open to come in, to fellowship with you, Lord. That you have made the way, dear Jesus, that we can live in the fullness of the life that you've given. Ephesians 3. My response is to get down on my knees before our Father, this magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. And I ask him to strengthen us by his Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in us as you open the door and invite us in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on your love, that we'll be able to take in with all of the followers of Christ the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out, the word says, and experience the breadth. Test its length and plumb its depth. Rise to its heights. Live full lives, full in the fullness of our God. Yes, Lord, that our hearts respond, that we bow our hearts, Lord, to your goodness, and we surrender all that we have, and we gain so much. Thank you, Lord, that right now, Father, you overshadow us in this place with your presence. And in the shadow of your presence is all we need. Oh God, that worship is our only response to such a good Father.
Thank you.
much wealth, as we've already talked about, of your kingdom, Lord. Those little seeds within us, Father, to germinate and grow and develop. In their worship time this morning, those seeds, Lord, are growing. Those trees, Father, are growing stronger. So, Lord, we pray that you would reign in us, that we would be a mighty tree in this area. A mighty tree, Father, that would be shelter, shade, food and sustenance to all that would come near. Thank you, Father. Come and reign in us, Jesus.
Gunpoint to convert to Islam, and they chose not to and paid the ultimate sacrifice. And they typify hundreds and hundreds of people all over the planet as we speak who give their lives for Christ by death. We live in a favorite place. But I felt it would be a good thing to reach out to them with our prayers today for families and those affected by that. And those who are in situations where they face danger every day, and as Christ followers, it is a challenge just to exist. Those that would like to pray, would you join me just for this one thing today? Just go outside of ourselves and our shores and pray for this one.
Lord, we lift up our hearts and pray to the Coptic Church in Egypt that is under such intense persecution. Lord, they have lost many of their family to slaughter. And yet they bravely follow you. We just pray for their strengthening and their encouragement at this time.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that they would know that their faith and trust in you is not in vain, but that it is actually like a seed that is going into the ground and growing more and more of this thing.
Yes.
And Lord, it is also true that in some of those places when they have been asked, what can we pray for you for? And they say, well, no, we're praying for you because you are in a place of danger when all is comfortable and easy. We know the challenges that face us, and every day our faith is on the line. So Lord, as we do pray for these people, we pray for the revelation of the dangers that are so subtle around us, and that we will be awakened to the reality of your kingdom and what is required of us to really function in that way. Lord, thank you for the example that they have given in these places. And I pray for the resources that they do need. And often it is more Bibles and more resources to share your faith with others around them. Lord, we do pray for them in Jesus' name.
Father, you hung on a cross and you said, forgive them for they know not what they do, Lord. Lord, I pray for these people, Father, that, Lord, that you would just reveal persecution, Lord, that they are putting these people through Islam. Lord, I know that is prophesied in the Bible, but Lord, there are so many Muslims that are changing, that are turning, and the testimonies that are out there, Father. Father, I pray that there will be a revelation to so many that are blinded by these causes, Father, that have such hatred, Lord, because you are a God of love and not of persecution. Lord, we pray that there would be a revelation that would just unfold in these places, Lord. Please be near those families, Father, that have lost these loved ones, and just strengthen them through this time.
God, we ask for the power of your love to intervene, for the power of your love to be manifest in and around these ones that have to stand in such adversity and such trials. But Lord, that your love that overcomes all fear, your love that overcomes everything, Father, that is stronger than anything that can come against it. Father, we thank you that you are for them, that Lord, more are those that are with them than those that stand against them, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your promise that you will pour out and you will pour out and you will pour out again more love. That, Father, they live, Lord, in the miraculous, because your love is there, rich and full, to be tasted and known. And, Father, we pray that they would be those overcomers because of that great love, that they would be those that, because they sit in such love, that they witness such love to those that would be their persecutors and their tormentors. That, Father, that they would see the face of God, the love of God, on each one that they would come near.
Yes.
That, Father, each one they would choose to do these things to, Father, that they would see such great love that it would undo them, that they themselves would meet their Creator, their Maker, that their destinies would be written in the hands and the faces of those that they torment. In the name of Jesus, we ask this and declare it over them. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord, so many would see the death of your loved ones as victories for the cause, and yet all it does is further the cause. Lord, thank you for those holy ones, those who have given their lives for the name of Jesus and the cause of the kingdom of God. And Lord, we bless them. We bless their families today. We pray, Lord, that you give them courage, grace, that peace would reign in their hearts, that the sovereign king would reign there in such a way that the authority that they have would be so blinding and so binding on those who are their oppressors that they would turn and see the Son of God for themselves. Lord, that the light of the Spirit would shine upon them. On this Pentecost Sunday, we speak peace and power over them by the sovereign Spirit. So, Lord, we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.